Having reminisced my past, I now had a clear idea of how each event led to the other. The principle of cause and effect had never made more sense. But as I was being walked to meet the love of my life, little did I know that I would soon be out of jail and working towards clearing my name. I had made mistakes, and with the time that I had to reflect on them, I knew that if the master was playing a game, I had to keep up. I had finally found something, someone worth living for, and I would do anything to protect it.
Okay, Miss Kilter, it's your lucky day. You've been bailed out.
Oh? By who?
Mr. Coffee Shop. Personally, I would have left you in here to rot.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, officer.
Jake sits waiting for Veronica in the waiting area. As he sees her, his eyes spark and he leaps to his feet.
Veronica!
Jake!
Miss Kilter, your belongings.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here.
Jake leads Veronica outside the police station. Not surprisingly, the news reporters and personnel from all forms of media channels are present.
Miss Kilter, is it true that you took on a life of crime after your parents' company went bankrupt?
Mr. Hanley, do you have any intention of carrying your relationship forward?
Miss Kilter! It's being said that you are pregnant with Mr. Hanley's child. Any truth to that?
Will you get the hell out of my face?
Shh, don't say anything. I got this. Miss Kilter has been released on bail, and I have an investigator working on proving Miss Kilter's innocence. Until such time, no further comments. Thank you.
Miss Kilter!
Mr. Hanley, can you
Miss
please
Kilter.
Jake leads Veronica past the reporters and into their car.
Drive, please.
As they drive away, Jake and Veronica kiss for the first time in days. To them, it feels like years. And if they weren't in a car on the highway, they knew they wouldn't last 5 minutes with their clothes on.
I've missed you.
Being in there made me miss you more.
All right, you win.
To Veronica, her problems simply vanish during their ride back home. For once, she doesn't have to think about the master or anything the world might think of her. It's simply her and Jake, and that is enough. The two of them arrive at Jake's apartment.
Hungry?
Starving.
What do you feel like eating?
Anything is better than the food that was in there.
Make yourself at home. Relax, watch some TV.
Veronica Kilter was bailed out earlier today by Mr. Jake Hanley.
Can we please turn that off?
Sure.
I just want some peace and quiet.
I know. I do too. What can I get you?
I just want you, babe.
What the hell?
I swear, if the police are here to take me back in. Look to see who is it.
Okay, let me check the peephole. Ah, it's Rochelle. Hey, Shell.
Oh my goodness, you bitch!
Hey, Shell.
What is happening, Veronica?
It's a long story.
Well, I ain't leaving till I hear about this.
Rochelle, I think Veronica's tired.
Jake, it's fine. I owe her an explanation. She needs to know.
All right. I'll go get something. Pizza?
Oh, I haven't had pizza in forever. Yes, please.
All right, see you two in a bit.
Rochelle, please sit.
Why do I have this feeling that I'm about to learn something very dark and twisted?
Because you are.
And so, Veronica quickly recounts her life story to Rochelle. Losing her parents, the rape, the master taking her in, and about her criminal past. By the time Veronica is done with her story, there is silence.
So, yeah, it is kinda messed up.
I don't know what to say, Veronica. I mean, I'm so sorry that all of this happened to you.
Don't be. I chose it, for the most part.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Because I would have scared you off. I would have lost my best friend and never would have met Jake.
Oh, girl.
Nothing has changed between us, so we good, right?
Yeah, ride or die, girl.
That moment, Rochelle throws her arms around her friend and hugs her tightly.
I'm here by your side no matter what. Even if you told me you had tentacles instead of a vagina.
I have tentacles instead of a vagina.
Oh, poor Jake.
You know, I knew this was going to happen eventually. This secret has been weighing on me. It was bound to hit the surface sooner or later.
Aren't you worried about this master guy?
I am, but I brought this upon myself.
I mean, from what you say, he knows about you and Jake.
Chica, the whole country knows about me and Jake now.
Exactly. All the more reason for the both of you to get out of here.
Actually, I'm thinking of taking the fight to the master.
What? After he framed you and sent you to freaking jail?
Yeah.
So tell me then, how do you plan to do that?
I don't know, but I'll figure something out.
Shoot, I thought this type of stuff only happened in the movies.
My life could be a TV series.
Well, you got that right.
Jake arrives with the pizza, a frustrated expression on his face.
Babe, what's wrong?
Damn reporters. I had to evade 5 freaking groups of... We are moving from this apartment.
See, I told you.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
Don't worry about the reporters. You need to worry about the master finding you.
Jake, what kind of pizza did you get?
Pepperoni.
What? Did you forget I'm a vegetarian? I wasn't locked away that long.
Oh, well, I guess I'll fight my way through those reporters again.
Later, as Jake and Veronica lie in bed that night, Jake holds her tight in his arms.
I thought I would lose you.
Were you scared?
Yes, more than you know.
Jake, look at me.
I see you.
No, look me in the eyes.
Okay.
I want to fight back.
We will. I got one of the best criminal defense lawyers coming tomorrow.
What about Mrs. Temple?
To beat your charges, we're going to need the best team.
Okay, but what I meant was, I want to take the fight to the master.
What? How?
I don't know. But if they capture him and make him confess to everything, it could stop him.
Wouldn't that further complicate things for you?
What do you mean?
He'd confess to you being with them in all the heists.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But we gotta do something.
Let me talk to the commissioner. I might be able to pull a few strings.
What about the hearing? It's coming up.
Yeah, maybe we can resolve things before that.
I love you, Jake.
I love you too. I got your back, babe.
The next day, the lawyer arrives. But with him, he does not bring any good news.
Veronica, this is Mr. Hyland.
Good afternoon, Miss Kilter.
Hello.
What are we looking at, Kane?
Jake, I'm afraid there's no good news. With the evidence stacked against Miss Kilter here, it's pretty much a bulletproof case. This master of yours is very thorough. There's hardly any way we can beat this case.
What am I looking at?
15 to 20 years at most. Want my advice?
Yeah.
Confess, Miss Kilter.
No, I won't do that.
As hard as it is for me to say this, I think that's the best we can do right now. It's your best chance to lessen your sentence.
But that would mean I'll have to plead guilty.
I know. Either that or you find a way to prove your innocence.
What if I could expose the master?
How can you do that?
Veronica knows where he runs his base of operations.
In that case, it would be an entirely different story.
So apparently this guy ran everything from a big warehouse 15 miles away from downtown Atlanta. Veronica, show him on the map.
Here. That's where you'd find him.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you told the police?
I've already told the commissioner this morning. They'll be sending a couple of men to check out the place.
Well, if you would excuse me, I need to use the restroom real quick.
At that moment, Veronica's intuition kicks in. She senses a change in Mr. Hyland's behavior. As Jake shows him the way to the restroom, Veronica narrows her eyes. As Mr. Hyland enters the restroom and locks the door behind him, he quickly fishes out his cell phone and makes a call.
Pick up, pick up.
Yes?
They're on to you. Kilter has leaked your location to the police. Get out of there quickly.
Ah, so she's fighting back. Well, thank you, Hyland. Your loyalty will be rewarded.
Thank you. Master.
Veronica breaks the door open.
You snake!
Veronica quickly grabs the phone from Mr. Hyland and smashes it against the wall.
Please, Miss Kilter,
Shut the hell up!
Veronica, no!
Jake comes in from behind and grabs her hand.
How could you, Kane? We all serve someone, Jake. I'm sorry, he has stuff on me. My family, everyone I know. When did this happen? Last week, since Miss Kilter made the news.
These damn lawyers. Jake, he's one step ahead of us, damn it!
No, Miss Kilter, he's several steps ahead. He always will be.
Shut up!
Ouch.
Hold on, Veronica. It's the commissioner. Hey, Commissioner.
Jake, my men checked out the place. There's no one there.
What? You're kidding me.
Look, I'm coming over there. My team and I will be there soon.
All right, Commissioner.
Well?
The Commissioner said it was empty.
Thanks to you, asshole.
Ouch!
Tell me where they went.
I can't. I don't know.
Tell me or I swear you'll never father another child.
Please. I swear I don't know anything.
Babe, he doesn't know.
Oh, he knows. He knows something. Try to get me to confess? I'll show you how to make someone confess.
Make her stop. Hanley, make her stop. I promise. I don't know.
Hold on, babe. Hold on. Let me talk to him. Kane, I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm sorry, Jake.
The commissioner's on her way over here. Please, tell them what's really going on.
What? No way, I can't.
Don't make me go back to jail for killing your punk ass.
And then, Mr. Hyland falls to the floor, a bullet in his skull.
What the?
Get down!
Veronica leaps onto Jake, knocking him to the ground as bullets penetrate the couch.
It's Tyler.
You didn't mention a sniper in your crew?
The Master uses him to exterminate loose ends, remember?
Oh, all right.
What are you doing?
Calling the commission.
Jake.
Commissioner, you better get here fast. There's a sniper shooting at us. Hyland's dead.
On it. We're almost there.
Police! Mr. Hanley! We're over here!
We don't know where the sniper is.
The officers signal to each other. Two of them quickly position themselves on each side of the window and aim outside the window. They fire.
We're gonna need a unit covering all exits coming out of the flank tower on 45th. Now!
He'll be long gone by then.
It stopped. I think it's over.
The commissioner arrives a little while later.
Jake, you all right?
Yeah, Commissioner. We're fine. Kane, not so much.
Damn it. Where's Miss Kilter?
I'm right here.
So Miss Kilter. We checked the location you gave us, but it's empty.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been if this idiot didn't tip the Master off.
Tell me, what is the Master's name?
He never revealed it.
What else can you tell me about the Master?
He's around his late 40s, from India. Once held a white-collar job. Had a fall and started this...
Look, Miss Kilter, as much as I'd like to believe you, your story is turning out to be quite far-fetched.
What? I'm not lying.
Look, it's really hard to believe you, and there is no evidence to back it up.
Great. More good news.
This is turning out to be a wild goose chase. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do at the moment.
That evening, Jake and Veronica drive outside city limits and hide out in a cabin for a couple of days.
What do you see out the window?
Oh, nothing. It's beautiful out here.
Something bothering you?
I'm fine. I'm just pissed. I mean, how can the commissioner not believe me?
Babe, I don't know. But please, don't stand by the window.
They're far away by now.
How do you know?
The master wouldn't risk anyone getting caught. A complete cleanup at the garage means they've left the state.
So we'll be left alone for a while?
For now, yeah. Those were warning shots.
Are you sure?
Tyler could and would have killed us. The master just wanted Mr. Highland out of the way. A loose end.
Well, I guess we scared them away.
I'm tired.
I know. Come lay down. Let me hold you. We'll get through this.
If they convict me and I go to prison, what would you do?
Commit an equally bad crime and pray that they throw me in there with you.
I'm serious.
So am I. The past few days were so hard. Staying away from you, I don't ever want to do that again. Where you go, I go.
Likewise.
Jake kisses Veronica, deeply, madly, and the two end up making sweet love amongst the sheets that night. When they wake the next morning, Rochelle calls Veronica.
Hello?
Hey, Veronica. You guys okay?
We're okay. Don't worry about us.
Is Jake with you?
Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Hey, listen. Hanley's cafe is being boycotted since you got arrested.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Jake's investors are pulling out. If things keep going like this, the cafe's gonna close.
Damn. All right, I'll tell him.
Yeah, and also...
What?
Nah, it's... all right.
Tell me.
No, it's nothing.
Shell, I know you're hiding something. Spit it out.
Some patrons had vandalized your artwork. We had to take them down because, you know, people can be so stupid. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I'd be surprised if it was anything different. Hey, could you check into my apartment later? Just see if it's still in one piece.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Shell. Also, be careful.
For sure. I'm not trying to die anytime soon. You guys be safe.
We will. Bye.
Jake walks in from the bathroom.
Good morning, babe.
My knight in shining armor.
That's my new name?
If you want it to be.
Call me anything you want. Was that Rochelle on the other end?
Yeah. She says that the investors are pulling out.
Damn greedy bastards.
And my art has been vandalized.
What? Stop playing. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Those greasy Neanderthals.
Babe, go take care of your business. I'll be safe. The master's definitely far away by now. And I can take care of myself.
I know that,
Jake,
but...
please. I'll be okay.
Fine. Did you decide what you're going to do about the hearing?
Maybe I should take the plea deal.
What? Are you crazy? And end up in prison? No way.
If we go to trial and lose, there's a chance it'll be worse.
My investigator should have something. I'm waiting for a call.
Okay.
Babe, it's just a hearing tomorrow. Mr. Highland was most likely trying to scare you. We know he was working with the master, so I'm not really buying that bullshit about the evidence being so bulletproof.
We'll have to see. The judge will decide that, right?
Yeah. If Kane was right, then we go to trial.
Fingers crossed.
I want to stay here with you.
I want you to, but you have to go. Get your investors back on board. Show them that you can handle this.
As you wish, my dear.
Ha ha, I'm no princess bride. By the way, I asked Rochelle to go check my apartment out. Could you send an officer with her?
Sure thing.
As Jake goes back to Hanley's cafe for a meeting, Veronica stays back. She feels anxious, nervous. Her name is plastered all over the media. The daughter of the Kilters. The disgrace. It's all too much.
I need to relax. I know. I'll do some Tai Chi. This is so relaxing. Ugh, I can't catch a break. Hey, Shell. Everything
well? Hello there, Miss Media Star.
Tyler? Where's Rochelle?
Oh, she's here. Say hi to your friend, Princess.
Veronica!
Rochelle? Are you all right?
I'm so sorry, Veronica. He ambushed us.
And yeah, the police officer is dead. But I'm holding your friend here with me. The master wants you to do something.
Unless you've forgotten, I don't work for him anymore. Let Rochelle go, you asshole.
Ooh. Listen here, you sausage jockey. If you want me to release your little friend, the master wants you to plead guilty at the hearing tomorrow.
Screw you.
Oh, wait, there's more. Not only plead guilty to what you've been accused of, but also admit to the other main crimes that you've done. The treasury, the Chinatown gig. You know which ones I'm talking about.
And if I don't?
Then your friend here's gonna end up on the menu.
You better not touch her.
Remember Samara? We're gonna do so much worse to this bitch here. And by the time we're done, you won't even recognize her.
Veronica stands there, breathing heavily. Not only has she managed to screw things up for herself and Jake, but she also put her best friend in danger. More danger than anyone else right now. And Tyler's threat was enough to drive her haywire. Standing there, Veronica then made up her mind. Tyler must die.